Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight, it's Ian. Hey, yo. It's Mark.
Yo.
See, I said yo, so now you have to come up with something new.
Yep.
Oh, Mark's seemingly a little more passive.
Pulling the punches.
He's a little more passive-aggressive this time. He's punching the poles. He's polling punches. What? What did they say? What do the polls say?
What about who and whom?
Whom? Okay, so tonight...
Let's get to the gravy.
We got Philo. Philo Bedone.
Otherwise known as Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Callahan himself.
The mayor.
He's back. He's back in any which way you can. That's right, baby. You thought we wouldn't do it. You thought we wouldn't do the sequel to Any Which Way But Loose, which we podcasted on earlier. And you can feel free to search the archives at graniteseed.com/futilepodcast if you want to find the other one, catch up. So that
I
way
guarantee
you're not...
you'll never see another movie with Fats Domino and a honky tonk.
That's right, and this movie had that. So already we're starting off strong with Any Which Way You Can. We start off with a helicopter shot that takes like forever while Clint Eastwood and Ray Charles sing Beer You Can, or what was the song?
Something about beer.
It was some like pun based around beer, like, but it was good.
Any beer you can. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Something like that. And it was, and yeah, it set the stage, and there we go. We got Philo doing his thing, you know, getting into his bare knuckle for a little cash on the side.
Tries to retire
because he's liking the pain too much. He's like, you know what? I'm liking the pain too much. And they almost...
And I really don't know what the hell that means.
They try to elude it later when he's talking with the other guy, the other fighter, and it's like... Like, there's this psychology going on, but then they never really get into it. You know, the psychology of these fighters and these personality types. It's like, you gotta walk away when you're liking the pain. It's not good, you know? Because I guess you could become a really bad person or something.
Or just quadriplegic.
Yeah, that too. They kind of... But
look at Leon Spinks. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Who's Leon Spinks?
He was a heavyweight boxer.
Oh, all those heavyweight boxers are, you know, oatmeal
above the eyebrow.
Well, he didn't have a
lot to begin with, then Jesus Christ.
That was it for him, huh?
Yeah, whatever brains he had got pretty well mashed up.
That's too bad, I guess.
It's too bad.
But this movie, it's a little lighter, I think, than that. I mean, that's maybe the most serious it ever tries to be, and it only does it for a little bit, and it pretty much fails at it. Once again, we've got cutting-edge comedy that I would say is maybe... This movie came out in 80. It's maybe 20 years ahead of its time. Almost. Because you've got... of course, you got what's-his-name, and what was his name? The neo-Nazis leader? Something with a C?
Chola.
You got Chola and his neo-Nazi compatriots, And their motorcycle gang.
The Black Widows.
And they're going after Philo again. And they get tarred.
Tarred and...
Not feathered.
De-haired.
Yeah, just de-haired. And and that's crazy.
You got the cops.
The cops, of course, are just being the cops. I would say that there's no consistent element of the cops giving Philo crap, necessarily. Because Philo, you know, via Clyde, gives the cops quite a bit of crap. In their cop cars.
Wow. And they're calling and that calling.
Nope. But, yeah. We got Sandra Locke back.
Yep.
And we think, you know, you're thinking maybe she's going to run the long con on Philo again. Maybe she can break his heart, just like last time. Nope.
This is just a true American love story.
Yeah, true American love story. She's
settled down.
She's a good girl now. She's ready to just give it up in the barn or wherever.
Yep.
She wants it.
She knows how to treat her man.
She wants it, and then you know, she goes and gets it.
Ann Ramsey wants it.
Ann Ramsey.
The orangutans.
She's like, Ellen, the orangutans. Ellen, get over here, Ellen. Ellen, I need it. Ellen.
And then, yeah, the 10 humor, which was interesting.
The 10 humor with Granny. But, the Auntie Rose or whatever she was called in that movie. All the characters, all the main players from the first movie are back, you know, I would say. I don't think there was any major characters in the first one that are missing.
Ma.
Yeah.
Ma.
They call her Ma, but she's his aunt.
Ruth Gordon,
I think. Oh, yeah. Or maybe she's his mom. The aunt, yeah, the aunt was, they were pretending that Clyde was an aunt for a while. They dressed Clyde up. And then that one guy was having his ways with it, and he had one too many. He was looking at that Playboy, and then he went outside and tried to make a move on the aunt, and then he had his life changed. Yeah, wow. Seriously, like, you think, like, that, like, the cutting-edge stuff was happening when, what's his name, you know, stuck his dick in a pie or whatever. It's like, no, they were way ahead. Check out Any Which Way You Can, and you're going to see some crazy stuff with, like, a guy trying to, like, get it on with an orangutan, some drunk redneck or whatever. I don't know, were they rednecks in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that would be what he was. Not quite hill folk.
No.
Not white trash, really.
Maybe. We'd have to see the trailer, be sure.
Well, that's what he was running. He was proprietor of a hotel.
That's true.
So, I mean, the main thrust of the story is that Philo is thinking to retire, no more bare knuckle fighting. He'll just go on working in the scrapyard with his brother, Jeffrey Lewis. And,
I think it's his cousin.
Or his cousin, maybe. Whatever, I don't care. It doesn't really matter to the story. They kind of never explain it that well, and it doesn't really matter.
No.
And this guy comes in, and he's like, look, we'll give you 15 grand, one more fight with this one guy, James Wilson, from the East Coast. And these guys are big East Coast. Jack Wilson. These guys are big East Coast swinging dicks, and they're all about, like, you know, here we go, Philo. Harry Gardino comes in, and he's like, look.
And Big Tony.
We're gonna set something up. So they set something up. Philo's like, oh, okay, I'll do it for the money. And then his family and his loved ones and Sandra Locke, who's now his girlfriend, is like, no, don't do it. You'll get hurt. And he's like, okay, I won't do it. And so then they send some guys in to rough him up. They blow up his truck and say, you got to do it. And they steal his lady. They steal his old lady, Sandra Locke. And you think, well, it's part of the long con. She's in on it. Nope. Just save yourself the anxiety. She's not in on it. I'm sorry. I don't even call it a spoiler or whatever. She's not in on it.
No, she wasn't.
This should be a lesson to all you guys that have had your hearts broken out there. Try it again. Maybe she's changed. Maybe when
she might have changed.
Maybe when she says she's changed and that she realizes that she loved you or loves you or whatever.
Chain her to a radiator.
Maybe she's serious about it. Chain her to a radiator. What?
No.
Where'd you get that from?
Worked for Samuel L.
Oh, okay. Everything always has to come back to Black Snake Moan for you, doesn't it? It's just the nexus of the universe as far as you're concerned.
It's that Justin Timberlake, man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy's got the chops.
Of course he does. Edison. But so then it just turns into they have to go to Wyoming, and then there's a bunch of other like side characters that all of a sudden pop up that are guys betting on the fight. It's almost like a Cannonball Run kind of thing or something, where there's just all these extra characters. That's not JR, but it's the guy from Northern Exposure. Yeah, and then there's like the mafia element and everything. And then it just turns into whatever. It just turns into they decide. One thing I did like about the movie is that they don't make the guy he's supposed to fight, they don't turn him into a cartoonish villain. Instead, it's like there's an understanding among men. And he's like a good guy, and Philo's a good guy, and they're like friends. And it's cool like that. And I like that he helps him out. He helps Clint get his girl back, and then, you know, they decide that they don't really want to fight for the betting of it necessarily. They just want to, but they also know that they kind of need to do it. It's just sort of we gotta sort
out the men from the boys.
We gotta sort this out now. We're even, but I don't think it's gonna end with us being even. So they have to get into it, and it's a pretty good fun fight. I mean, it's not like a good, well choreographed, like,
even,
action
but it
sequence.
Wasn't done.
Yeah, exactly. It's even, but it's not done. And then they had to finish it. And so, I mean, it was fun. It was different. I mean, like, both these movies are ridiculously stupid, but they've got like a sense of humor, and they were made before movies were so aware of their stupidity to a degree where they stopped being fun to watch because it was too self-conscious of its, like,
what?
Dumbness. I don't know, a lot of modern comedies almost
Dumb and Dumber.
Feel like, no, Dumb and Dumber is all acceptable. I mean, I enjoy Dumb and Dumber. It's funny for what it's doing and everything. It does get a little self-conscious, but that kind of stuff plays so crazy and big. This is just more like a regular movie that just doesn't take itself that seriously, but at the same time, he's able to do its own thing. Like Ricochet with John Lith, you know? I wanted to make sure that I want to keep the corner guessing, right? When he shoots that guy twice. Drake kills him. Bad. I want to keep the corner guessing. Lithgow, yeah. You can't go wrong with old Quaylen. Quaylen do a number up and down, left and right.
Man, I haven't seen that in a while, and that had my girl in
Give
it.
Old Dick.
Again, with the northern exposure.
Yeah. Gene.
Yeah.
Give old Denzel the clap and everything. I think I enjoyed it a little more, but that might have been just because I was...
The suspense, you waited so long.
Yeah, there was the anticipation, which makes the heart grow fonder. There was also kind of like... The first movie kind of breaks you in to what it is. And so you're a little more nervous that it's going to be something else.
Like it takes a while to appreciate Clyde.
Yeah, it takes a while to sort of appreciate what the first movie is. But then if you go into the second movie and you know, okay, this is supposed to be a sequel to this movie, you're kind of already broken in, and so I think you just enjoy it more. Rather than try to fight it and be like, wait, what kind of movie is this trying to be? What's going on here? You're just like, this movie is what it is, and it's great. It's I mean, maybe it's the redneck in me, or is it white trash, or is it hill folk? I forget. From Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah, oh, it's Idaho. Idaho produces people like Chola, right? But in the end, Chola ends up being a good Nazi. Not like a good Nazi, like he's like loyal to the Nazi ideology, but like a Nazi that's a good guy. Him and his crew are like, they're like good people at the end. They're good people. Which is ridiculous. Because basically...
They pay their debts.
Yeah, basically, if they just kept them as like a harmless motorcycle gang, then they would play for comedy so much better. But because they're this Nazi associated gang, you're never quite able to just completely laugh at them. You're always like, wait a minute, like these guys are trying to affiliate themselves with some seriously bad stuff here. They're not just like a bunch of goofballs. So you don't want to root for them at any level, but in the end of the second movie, it's kind of like the, like I said, honestly, like they're like the good guys, and I kept turning to you and being like, they're good Nazis, it's okay, and it's like, no, it's not. And Chola keeps like praying to God, like, God, why are you challenging me with all these tests and stuff? It's like, I wonder, do you think maybe it's the whole Nazi thing? Do you think that maybe you're not doing yourself any favors with that? It's like maybe it was a different time and that didn't mean as much, and it was just like a prop to throw in the background of their lair. Like,
I don't know.
Like, oh, well, what are they? Well, biker gangs, like, yeah, they'd have a swastika flag and they'd have a bunch. And it's like, really? The swastika flag doesn't color everything in a certain way where these guys aren't necessarily just...
It was a different time.
It was definitely a different time. I mean, the Illinois Nazis in Blues Brothers, also 1980... play for comedy just fine, and they're utterly hilarious. But it's not like they become pseudo, like...
They don't become the good guys.
They don't become the good guys. It's just so weird.
Yeah, God doesn't help them.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost wonder, like... Eastwood didn't do a lot of these movies like this. A lot of comedy-type movies that are just a little more light, fair. I mean... He did something like Pink Cadillac, which is probably kind of pretty comedic.
Oh, I forgot about Pink
and stuff.
Cadillac.
And The Rookie and things. But there was always more of a, like, sinister action element going on, too. And in this, it hints at it a few times, but it never really becomes quite that serious. You do wonder what's going to happen to Beekman, because that Fat Tony or Big Tony or whatever basically says, kill him. And then I guess those guys are dead.
We don't get to see it.
We don't see it, yeah. We have a good show. Jeffrey Lewis gets shot in the Spike Spiegel perfect place to be shot in any situation where you're going to be shot spot, which is that sort of below the subclavian and, you know, above the lung and all that. That one little, like, you know, tiny little circle of an area.
It's a dangerous... yeah, but... people don't understand the dynamics of bullets.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It bounces off other stuff.
It could cause all kinds of problems.
Very, very big problems.
I, Yeah, I just don't think I'd want to take a chance of cutting off blood flow of the brain.
Nope. Not if you can help it.
No, if you were going to get shot somewhere, get shot in the love handle.
Oh, yeah.
Get shot in the fleshy part of the thigh.
Watch out for the
as long as you miss the femoral.
Yeah, the femoral, fine. You're in a bad place, man. Or the bone, too. If that bone gets broken bad enough,
don't shoot through the bone.
It goes shit crazy and then cuts the femoral.
You don't go shit crazy. You
bleed out like crazy. Part. Yeah, the fleshy parts. Well, we aren't all blessed with as much fleshy parts as you, I guess.
That's true. I got plenty.
If Sandra Locke was going to get shot, you'd be like, where are you going to shoot her? I don't know. Where would you just cut her in half, probably, huh, Mark? Never liked her.
Was this animosity towards Sandra
Locke? I got no animosity. I think she's, I like her a lot. I think she's good.
I can tell.
I liked her in all the roles.
Cutting her in half. Saw horses.
There's no mention of saw horses. That's terrible. And you're a terrible person. Yep. I mean, it's another simple movie. It does. This one feels a little longer than the first
There's
one.
There's a challenge for you. Resurrect her career.
I don't know. What did you think? Did you think it was a little long? It felt long, this one.
Yeah, actually, it did.
The last one, I think, felt a little long, too, but it actually was pretty short.
It was like an hour and 40.
Maybe. This one, they were both probably about comparable, really.
This one didn't have Mel Tillis, so that was a shame.
It did have Fats Domino, though.
Yeah, it had Fats Domino.
Which was crazy and weird.
Some sort of Jimmy Buffett wannabe.
Type thing going on and...
Yeah, never could stand him.
Margaritaville doesn't make you want to take a drill to your ears.
Yeah, I'd rather just shut off the. Rather take the drill to the radio.
How many times do you have to hear that every day at work?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, or do they keep it on the shit kicker?
No, somebody's been leaving it on the oldie station lately.
That'll play Jimmy Buffett like no one's business.
No.
Margaritaville.
No.
I heard Crowded House on the oldie station recently. Oh, older than that. I'm reading comic books that are like 20 years old and being like, holy crap, that's old.
Holy cow, Batman.
Indeed. Batman, indeed. It's like reading year one and looking and like, that's older than 20 years. I'm like, year one? Each one of these comics is worth like 20 bucks. Oh my God. I gotta read it like Radioactive Man number one with like a tong that I like put over a candle.
I know, you can retire one of these days.
I know, I think I might just. I'd have maybe about $200.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know.
That'd buy a whole lot of jelly beans.
I would buy a handful of jelly beans if I ate two a day for sustenance. Be all the sustenance I need.
That's what Reagan fed the
astronauts. Reagan fed the astronauts the jelly beans.
Well, I haven't seen you humping the furniture, so
it hasn't gotten quite that bad yet. I at least managed to stop before a company shows up. I hear a car rumble up, and then I'm like, I better stop pretty soon. I gotta stop. This has gotta stop. What I'm doing here.
I call up Dr. Drew. He'll fix
me. Dr. Drew will fix me up this good. He'll be like, why don't you just plug a car battery to the furniture, and then... And I'll be like, I already did that like 6 months ago, Dr. Drew. Now I'm starting to like the pain, just like Philo.
And you just brought like it all Philo. Around.
It's all around.
Came back around. Came That's back to great. Philo,
of course.
I didn't realize there was a method to this madness.
There's always a method to my madness.
Jesus.
Of course. So, yeah.
Not that there's really a whole lot to say about any which way you can, but
if you like the first one,
we recommend it.
If you liked the first one, then check out the second one. It's definitely a unique kind of bizarre movie. It's like we said before, I think, it's the kind of thing that's, you know, you could have on kind of while you're getting plastered on a Saturday afternoon. You know, maybe you just mowed the lawn, maybe you just took care of some things.
Crack open an Oli.
Crack open a six of Oli and just, you know, just start working on your evening. And, you know, it's a good way to start. Just finish that off, and you'll probably feel a little bottomed out, maybe feel a little depressed.
Have a little chicken wings.
Have some chicken wings, maybe some buffalo wings, and then go into something else. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what. Maybe watch a little Where Eagles Dare or something.
Crack open a couple tall boys.
Crack open some tall boys.
I think they have Olympia tall boys.
Oh, my gosh. They sure better.
They're bad, yeah.
I think I'd give it a 3. I think I gave the first one a 3. I think this one's
I'll give it a 2.
Slightly more enjoyable. A 2? Ew, 2. Ouch.
That's not a terrible.
Two is like not highly recommendable. I don't know. I just think it's such a weird, unique. I mean, just the music that they play.
It's really not all that unique. They made all kinds of shit kicker movies like that back then.
Sort of, but what do you mean?
I think the Bandit really kind of kicked it all.
The Bandit? Well, there's the Bandit, but that's the Bandit is a. It's got kind of a different thing. I enjoyed the Bandit.
I enjoyed the Five and Diamond.
But.
Oh, shit. You know, they did play Jerry Reed. For a while, it was like, I don't know what the hell they were doing. But they were playing like the oldies country channel. And they actually had the Jerry Reed. And
we got
Eastbound and down.
Nice.
Yeah.
We gotta do what they done saying can't be done. Got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We gonna ride and trucking around. Yeah. I love that shit. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe three's too high. I don't remember what I gave the first
don't
one.
Don't second guess yourselves, dude.
No. I just, three is probably too
Whiffle
high.
Whiffle waffling.
I'm whiffling and waffling.
You see, that's the problem with this country.
I know.
It's
a problem with this country. Punks
keep
like
shit
me.
Shit in the drawers.
Shit in our drawers and get scared.
Shirting.
That was weird, you know. Hey now.
I know, isn't that
there crazy? Are spirits in hell to a beat of a drum, and they help me now and blah, blah, blah. Make you feel old.
Well,
huh?
So yeah, some of that shit's like 25 years old.